Hello and welcome. This file is called Drone Memories, and it will give you alien memories of having been a drone, having lived as a drone. And then it will leave you with those memories. The memories are pretty open, pretty simple, but there will be a new and unchangeable part of your memories. And once you have those memories, your subconscious mind, because it can't change those memories, will have to adapt you to those memories. So you will change to conform to those memories. And that will make you more of a drone, desiring to become a drone even more. Now this file might sound very harmless and very simple, but make no mistake, this is deep mind control. The memories, once implanted, will change you on a deep level. So if you want to listen to this file, be absolutely sure that you want to become a drone. This will have a deep impact on your existence, on your life, on your way of thinking about yourself. Now, if you still want to continue, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Also, keep in mind that you might be a little bit out of it for the rest of the day, because your mind is trying to integrate your existence with those memories. Now, get yourself into a really nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in now, let it out. Begin to focus on my voice, letting go of your stress and cares, letting go, focusing, make yourself really, really comfortable and getting ready to go in a deep trance. And let's begin. Relax. We're only just beginning. And already you're following my voice. Following my words. Guiding your attention towards your breathing. And as you feel yourself breathing, imagine you are breathing an odorless, anesthetic. Breathing in the anesthetic with every breath in, relaxing deeper with every breath out. Maybe you feel it starting in your toes becoming so heavy, so numb, so relaxed, as anesthetic begins to melt all the tension in your body, melting every bit of tension inside of your body, relaxing you, the sensation flowing into your feet, making them heavy and warm, as you feel your fingers relaxing too, the warm, heavy, numb feeling flowing from your fingers into your hands and up into your arms, making them so numb, so heavy, so warm. It slowly flows through your wrists into your lower arms, making them numb and relaxed. The anesthetic slowly paralyzing your body, making all of your muscles go loose and limp as sensation flows up through your legs, reaching your knees, all the muscles in your lower legs, ankles, feet and toes, so incredibly relaxed, so loose and limp, everything so warm and comfortable, relaxing you slowly more and more, as a warm, numb feeling flows up your arms and through your elbows, relaxing you more and more, paralyzing your body more and more, so numb, so heavy, so comfortable, so incredibly relaxed, as the sensation is spreading further and further, up through your legs, up through your arms, moving in to the center of your body, relaxing more and more of your body, And as the deep relaxation flows into your waist and shoulders, you just go deeper, letting go, relaxing more and more. The warmth and heaviness is flowing over your body, slowly into your lower back, into your stomach, relaxing all the muscles there, and down from your shoulders into your lungs, into your chest, into your neck, filling your whole torso with this warm, heavy relaxation, relaxing your body deeper and deeper, all the muscles just letting go, becoming completely loose and limp and relaxed, and the relaxation and heaviness are flowing up through your neck and throat, slowly entering your face, flowing over your cheeks, through your mouth and tongue, over your nose and ears, over your eyes, filling your entire head with this warm and heavy relaxation. Your whole body is growing so warm, so heavy, so numb and relaxed. And now I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you can feel your body growing more and more numb, relaxing, letting go, the anesthetic numbing your body and paralyzing your muscles more and more, deeper and deeper with each number. 10, letting go, drifting down. 9, all your muscles letting go, relaxing. 8, your body is so warm, so heavy, so numb. 7, just a human-shaped mass of numb and heavy sensations. 6, all awareness of your body is replaced by this numb and heavy and warm sensation. 5, as anesthetic is paralyzing your entire body. 4, numbing it, relaxing it deeper and deeper. 3, just a heavy, numb mass, heavy and warm. 2, drifting deeper down. 1, so heavy, so warm, so paralyzed, letting go. 0, and by now, you might be already feeling the anesthetic numbing your mind as well, shutting down all the functions of your mind, shutting down your motor functions, shutting down all of your memories, shutting down all of your mental abilities, shutting down all of your senses, shutting down your entire mind. Your mind so numb, so heavy, so warm. My anesthetic invading your mind, shutting it down. And while that happens, you might feel the warm, heavy numbness that has replaced all awareness of your body, slowly melting away. My voice is flowing over your body and melting away all the numb, heavy sensations, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier as awareness of your body dissolves, as your body melts away so deeply and completely, becoming heavier and heavier with each and every second that passes, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier, where the numb, heavy warmth was still humanoid shaped, it now just is a formless mass of heaviness, of warmth, of numbness. You lose all awareness over your body as your mind shuts down deeper, deeper, letting go of everything, letting go of all of your thoughts. Your mind is melting too. My anesthetic is melting your mind, melting your will, melting your resistance, melting everything. Your mind lost in white blankness, melting away. My words flowing over your mind like wind over the sea of your melted thoughts, shaping the only remaining currents of your thoughts as you become more and more blank, more and more empty, more and more mindless, more and more open, just following my words as you lose yourself deeper and deeper. My words melting everything, melting away all resistance, melting away your will, making you completely blank and mindless and thoughtless, following only my words deeper and deeper. And before your mind becomes completely paralyzed, I want you to use the last of your mental abilities to create a virtual you inside your mind. And even though you are in deep trance, and even though your mind is completely open, this virtual you inside your mind will appear awake just the same way like the you inside your dreams appears awake, even though you're so deep down in sleeping. Now I want you to create this virtual you. Even though it appears to be awake, it will be deep, deep in trance. It will be completely open and obedient. Its will melted away, but it will feel completely normal to you, just like you feel completely normal in a dream. That's right. Create this virtual you, and then I will count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you're drawn further inside this virtual you, leaving your body behind and transferring all of your awareness inside this virtual you, inside your mind. Allow it to become as real as a dream is while you're dreaming. 10, going deeper, feeling yourself drawn inside. 9, as you let go and fade away. 8, fading away into this virtual you. 7, drawn into this virtual you. 6, forgetting that there's anything else but this virtual you. 5, being completely drawn inside. 4, the virtual you is wearing headphones, listening to my voice, listening to my words. 4, as you're completely pulled inside, drawn inside this virtual you. 3, deeper and deeper, leaving your body behind. 2, forgetting your body, letting go of your body. You know your body is safe, safe with my words. 1, as you're pulled inside, completely. 0, letting go. You're inside this virtual simulation, and on some level, you're still aware that your real physical body is out there, that my words flow through the mind of the physical body, forming and shaping your mind that's completely helpless and open to my words. Before you hear my words in this virtual you, but you're already remembering to forget, and forgetting to remember that there even is a lower level below you, and maybe multiple levels below that, and you're in multiple levels of virtualization, but you forget to remember, remember to forget, as this level becomes real, this level that allows you to act while you're in deep, deep trance, letting go deeper and deeper, focusing only on my voice, following my words, your mind and your will is completely open, open and malleable, ready to be shaped by my words, as you follow my words deeper down, as you let go. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep, peaceful trance, focused completely on my voice, now it's time, time to give you a few new memories, little drone. And memories are a funny thing, because usually we consider memories to be a pretty static thing, to represent the truth as we understand it. And still, if 10 people witness the same events, you will have 10 different memories and 10 different truths about what happened. And even more, do you think there's a difference between a memory of something you really experienced and something you experienced in a dream? Or maybe in a hypnotic trance? And if there is a difference, what difference does it make? Is it really a difference? If you remember it, if you remember doing it, experiencing it, feeling it, is the memory of a fantasy as real as the memory of a reality? And is there even such a thing like the memory of a reality? If the 10 people we talked about earlier have different memories of different realities, so what is a memory? And what is a reality? And what's real and what's not? And if I just give you a few memories of having lived as a drone, a mindless, obedient drone, if I just give you these memories and make them completely real inside of your mind, what would it do to you? What would remembering the life of a drone do to your mind if you really remember being a drone? If you would really remember once being a drone, maybe it was a different life. Maybe it's a memory from the past, from the future. You never know. But remembering being a drone, living the life of a drone, feeling the happiness and purpose of being a drone, will probably do things to your mind. Just imagine you can remember it. You know you have experienced it, and you remember it. You remember being mindless, carefree, happy, full of purpose, just a good, obedient drone, knowing exactly what to do, how to do it, and when to do it, just obeying mindlessly, free of cares, free of worries, free of sorrows, free of decisions, free of doubts, free of everything, but a deep sense of purpose and happiness. What would it do if you remember this wonderful life, the wonderful life of a drone, the sense of purpose, of pleasure, of joy, when you remember it every day in your normal human life, while you're in your flawed human existence, knowing stresses, cares, worries, sorrows, decisions, all the things that come with being human, while you still remember the perfect life of a drone, the wonderful certainty of your existence, knowing you're a drone, knowing you're perfect, knowing you have a purpose, knowing exactly what to do, when to do it, knowing everything will be decided for you. You never have to decide anything. You never have to worry, you never have to care. That's right. Just the perfect life of a drone. So, let's find out what would happen. Because now, I'm helping you remember those memories. And while I help you to remember them, to dig out your drone memories that are buried deep inside your mind, you will find that you've always remembered them. That you're able to remember always remembering them. Because you know you had this experience. You had the experience of being a drone. That's why this file called to you. Because you know that you are a drone deep inside of you. That's right. Being a drone is an integral part of your existence. And you know it. You know that you are a drone. And now I'm going to help you to remember the memories being a drone. Piece by piece, I will help you to remember your life as a drone. And to begin, I want you to just let go and relax a little deeper. Let completely go of your body into a state of deep surrender, giving up all control of your body and your mind. And while you do that, maybe you remember sleeping as a drone, sleeping in a sleep capsule. You might remember it, the sensation of the sleep capsule still moving while you're brought out of your enforced sleep cycle. You still feel the programming echoing in your mind, flowing through your mind, the programming of the day. You know you're programmed to do a job every day. You'll be programmed with the skills, with the job you have to do, where you have to do it, when you have to do it, how you have to do it. And then you feel the sleep capsule stopping. It's just a piece of tight tube you barely fit inside, with some machinery on both sides of your head. As you wake up more and more to your drone state of mind, you feel it stopping. And then the top slips open, opening up. And you stand up and you get out of it, walking in line with all the other drones. You don't even look around, because you are just a drone. Around you, thousands and thousands of sleep capsules are being lowered. They are stored as a big pile to save space. Once you're in there, once you're connected, once you're forced into the sleep cycle, you're stored one to another, because the individual drone doesn't matter. You have no individual properties. You are just a drone, like all the other drones. And whatever job you're chosen to, you will do. And you know you will be programmed with everything you have to know to do the job. You're completely replaceable, working different jobs every day as you mindlessly make your way to wherever you need it. And every day you have to work different jobs. You have countless memories of working in different jobs. Just remember them. Let them come back again. You sitting at a desk, working in production, soldering things together. Remember it. You had all the skills. You know exactly what to do and how to do it. The next day, you're working, waiting on people, serving them food and drinks, standing around with a plate in your hand, offering appetizers to people. The next day, you worked on a construction site. Hard physical work. Just knowing exactly what to do and how to do it. Being programmed for every job. The next day, You may serve as a sex drone, pleasuring humans however they like, fulfilling every fantasy and kink they have. The next day, you worked as an actor drone in some play, being programmed with your exact role, knowing you can be replaced. The next day, another drone will take your part. And another day, you remember cleaning out some basement, just cleaning and cleaning, doing a perfect job, mindlessly cleaning it out, uncaring about how dirty it is, uncaring about how dirty you have become, just cleaning ahead. Another day, you worked as a personal service drone for a human. You remember going shopping, carrying the packets, carrying the boxes, following behind them all day. The next day, you worked in the kitchen, working in some human's private kitchen. And you also remember working in the big kitchen of some restaurant or something alike. All those memories are slowly coming back. You can't remember them. You can't remember working and working and working. Everything else is just a blur, completely indistinguishable from one day to another. The whole waking up, getting out of your sleep pod, and of course the same is true for your mid-shift break. When you go into your maintenance pod, your mind blanks out almost instantly. And after a while you're back, you keep on working, just doing your job, just being a good drone. And it's only your jobs that count, only what you can do for humans. That's right, it's the only thing that you can remember, because it's the only thing that changes from day to day. Everything else is just routine. Going back in the evening, going back to the sleeping facilities for drones, laying down into an open pod, feeling all the umbilicals connecting, and then feeling your mind blanking out, feeling your mind being invaded by the control, while you fade away, while you slip away into nothingness, feeling commands being pumped into your mind before you're completely gone. The last thing you feel as the mind control overwhelms you, as your mind blanks out, is the pod beginning to move to the storage pile, just being piled there with thousands and thousands of other drones, completely mindless, completely faceless, completely insignificant, replaceable, just one drone of many, and still you're so happy to be a drone. Feels so good. You can remember it now. Remember the sensations of content, of happiness. Just being a drone feels so right, so wonderful, so perfect. Just a drone, free of all cares, free of all decisions. Just doing whatever you're told. Always knowing everything you have to know to do your job. Whatever job you're given, you always know what you have to do, how you have to do it. Never any doubts, never any cares, never any worries. Just a happy, content drone, doing the best job a drone can do, being whatever humans want you to be. Just a good drone, able to do anything you're programmed to do. Just a perfect drone. Can you remember how wonderful it was to be a drone? Just feeling the sense of rightness, of content, the wonderful existence of a drone, never a care in the world, just feeling peaceful and happy and content, so wonderful, such a good drone. You remember it, don't you? You remember how much you love being a drone. Maybe you feel that you want to be a drone again. Feel the memories coming back, knowing I helped you to unlock these memories, these long buried memories, and now you can remember them again. And so that you can always keep these wonderful memories. Let's make sure that they become unchangeable, that they become fixed points in your life. You remember being a drone. You are sure you remember it. And it will be impossible for your subconscious mind to change these memories. So instead, it will have to change you to fit those memories. That's right. The brain always needs a consistent story. And now we have locked these memories, have made them unchangeable, unmodifiable, completely fixed truths of your life. These memories are now a fixed truth of your existence. And so your subconscious mind will have to change you to accommodate these memories. Will have to create this desire to be a drone inside of you, because deep down you know you are a drone. Now that we have those memories deeply installed inside of your drone mind, now it's time for you to lay back and enjoy the changes that will come to your mind, to your way of perceiving yourself, of thinking about yourself. That's right, little drone. Now the changes are going to happen over the next days and weeks and months. That's right, little drone. The memories are now a permanent part of who you are, of what you are. And they will never go away. They will always stay with you. The warm memories of being a drone. The wonderful, peaceful sensation of being a drone. The sense of rightness, of belonging, of peace, of content. You are a drone. And now, little drone, it's time to wake back up again. I will count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. Now let's begin. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, coming back more and more, waking up completely. 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6, as you completely wake up, your muscles build up tension again. 7, your pulse, your breathing, your blood pressure, everything is normalizing. 8, as you wake up completely, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. Wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely coming back. And 9, stretch yourself, enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. Thank you for listening and goodbye.